is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Julie Pennick is with us. PennickHealthcare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com, Springfield, Missouri. And Dr. Pennick is a broadcaster, and she's been on the air many, many years in Springfield, Missouri, at a very powerful radio station, and does a great job, has a very, very loyal following. And she is a college instructor at in Springfield, Missouri, where she teaches people the skills of nursing and modern medicine. Dr. Pennick is with us, and I'm just delighted that you're with us. Dr. Pennick, during the break, I was reading a post about facial cream. And this woman had applied facial cream to her face, and she became blistered and swollen. And it took 6 months of steroid treatment to help her recover. Now, I'm not really, I don't really want to discuss the specifics of that case. But what I would like to discuss with you is how we should be concerned about what we apply to our skin, because what we apply to our skin is absorbed through our skin into our bodies. So, Dr. Pennick, what should we be concerned with regarding applying hand cream, facial cream, sunscreens, and those kinds of chemicals to our bodies? What are your thoughts on that?
I like the term that you choose, chemical. There are so many petrochemical ingredients in the large-scale commercially available skincare, personal hygiene, facial products. I don't have it in front of me. I have a file that says the top 10 list of ingredients never to put on your skin. Have people just take a look at the label of a lot of their skincare products or their deodorants and see if it contains propylene glycol. Propylene glycol happens to be the same ingredient in antifreeze for your car. So why anyone would put that chemical on their skin? I mean, we had a case here in Springfield, right, Ben, where a woman killed her husband, her son, and tried to kill her other daughter by sneaking antifreeze in their drink.
Right.
So if you ingest it and it can kill you, if you perpetually use it on your skin, you are ingesting it because the skin is the largest absorptive surface of the body. And so there are several other ingredients in addition to propylene glycol that people should look for. So there are a wide range of companies that manufacture and produce personal hygiene products, hair care products, antiperspirants, deodorants, cosmetics that do not contain any of those chemicals on the top 10 list of things you should avoid putting on your skin. And so our listeners should be avid researchers and investigate safe products for themselves. Not only safe for them, but also considered environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that comes up is dishwashing liquid. You know, the common plastic bottle that we have on our kitchen counters, and we squirt it on dishes and we wash the dishes. Isn't that something that contains estrogen-like compounds that increase our weight just by the contact of dishwashing detergent and liquid through our hands?
Absolutely. Not just dishwashing liquid or hand soaps or there are so many chemicals out there that a person either comes in contact with the skin or ingests, like drinking bottled water. I won't bash any particular brand of bottled water, but bottled water like you buy at the grocery store or the convenience store. They contain PCBs or polycarbon molecules that are known or referred to in healthcare realms as xeno, spelled X-E-N-O, xenoestrogens. And what they do is they mimic estrogen-like activity and disrupt normal feedback mechanisms for hormone systems in the body. So we refer to those as endocrine, because endocrine refers to the hormone system in the body. We refer to those xenoestrogens as endocrine disruptors. And so they lead to health symptomatology that oftentimes healthcare practitioners may not even go looking at the source of exposure that the individual has, because in many practices, and even in my practice natural, the temptation is to give a substance to combat or suppress the symptom rather than looking at the causation and removing the stressor. And so sometimes I'm guilty of choosing a natural product or an herb or an enzyme to treat a symptom when I should always be looking for the underlying causing factor.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you're talking about is bisphenol A or BPA. And BPA is in these plastic bottles. And what about those? It's so easy, Dr. Penick, to do this. Let's have some emergency water, and let's put it in the trunk of our car. Or let's put it behind the seat in a little box so it doesn't roll around, these bottles of plastic bottles of water. That those plastic bottles get hot in the summertime, hot in the trunk, hot in the cab of our car, and the plastic is even further released at a greater rate into the water, dissolved by the water, carried by the water, and then we consume even more of it.
Yeah, and most people aren't familiar with that concept. I shudder when I see young or even old moms pull out a plastic water bottle from the diaper bag to mix the baby's formula with. They have no idea what they're doing. They think they're doing the right thing, right?
Yes, of course.
But they have no idea because they've not been educated to the ills that can be associated with that. But in essence, they are dosing their babies with xenoestrogenic activity molecules that are disrupting the baby's hormone system. Now, you think about that, and you think about what we talked about, fluoride, and most municipalities have fluoridation in their water system, which we already talked about disrupts the proper function of the thyroid hormone system. And we look at the standard American diet and we wonder why we have a pediatric or a childhood obesity epidemic in this country.
Mm-hmm. And
maybe you don't wonder about it. I don't wonder about it. I know where a lot of that comes from.
Dr. Penick, it is almost impossible to get fluoride out of a municipal water supply. I mean, I've tried for over a year in Springfield. And those who have gone on that bandwagon have paid a price, a serious price. I mean, I've called out the city manager. I mean, I've printed up bumper stickers, and it's impossible. These guys are so entrenched.
They are so entrenched. You're not going to be successful. And Vin, you probably have a little more knowledge on this than I do. Yeah, a lot of people do like commercially available filtration systems like you buy at your local department store or whatever, Brita or Zero Water. It's my understanding that, and most of those use charcoal filtration systems, they can filter out the chlorine, but they cannot filter out the fluoride. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we, at our farmhouse, we use the Berkey water filter. And I would say most of our instructors have them, but if you have fluoride in your water, you'll need to have what's called a post filter. So you can add the post filter to the activated carbon or charcoal filter of your Berkey water filter, and it will remove most of the fluoride. So it's a two-step filtration. Now, there are filter systems that have that do it all in one, except what happens is you don't have the extra capacity filtration of the fluoride. The fluoride filter is about the same size as the activated carbon filter. So I think, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, that the Berkey system is the best. Our children have it, and if they're drinking fluoridated water, they have the fluoride post filter on their Berkey water systems. Now, class, I don't want you to think this is a commercial. This is just what I do. And really, most of our instructors, if not, well, I would say absolutely most of them, have water filtered with Berkey, or they are on well water. Seriously. So I'm with you, and I happen to like that particular product that I just mentioned. You know, I've said this, I don't think I said it on the air, but I haven't seen anyone who has tried a Berkey water filter in their home, whether they have well water or city water, who can go back to drinking unfiltered water once they try it. And what happens is so many people say, can I have some lemon in that water because I don't like the taste of the water. They're not talking about Berkey water. They're talking about tap water, municipal water. They want to mask the taste, the odor of the chlorine. They don't like it. So they're masking it, but it's still there. It's still there. But when they drink water that's filtered through a charcoal carbon filtration system, it's different. They'll say, this really tastes good. It's the same water. Here's what's happening. Dr. Penick, you know, I have a meetup every Monday night at Ziggy's. I said on the radio, even when I was on a station in Springfield, Missouri, I said, why don't you bring your own beverage to the restaurant and tell them that you're doing that because you don't want to drink fluoridated water. And ultimately, that revenue loss from the restaurant, from selling you iced tea and coffee and so forth, will get back to the city, because the restaurants will complain of lost revenue, and maybe they'll take the fluoride out. We've tried every approach, but what's happening at our meetups is our class is bringing their own beverages because they don't want fluoride. Dr. Julie Penick and I will be right back. I'd like to talk about iodine. What kind of dose should be given for women who are pregnant? That's a call that came into the farm today during the broadcast. Dr. Julie Penick, PenickHealthcare.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract, and I have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penix with us in the classroom. Dr. Penix, I want to share something with you. We get a lot of calls here at the farmhouse, and I'm broadcasting from the farm today. And Mrs. Finelli came in, and she said she got a call from a person asking about the dosage of iodine for a pregnant woman. And let's answer that. But I also want to say that there are a whole bunch of people going to Dr. Shealy's training session for this week, and they're calling the farm asking, you know, how do I get there? I'm in my car. I'm lost. It's very interesting. It's very interesting that the calls that we get here at the farm. But this one was about a dose, an iodine dose for a pregnant woman. What do you recommend in that case?
I don't. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't recommend dosages of iodine, specific dosages of iodine for any client, including those that I work with in my practice, unless I have conducted a test to know their current deficiency state. And then I make recommendations based on their laboratory test findings of what dosage is appropriate for them. So I can't make a blanket statement, and I wouldn't make a blanket statement, about what dose of iodine is appropriate for a person who's pregnant. The answer to that question would be if that individual wants to know what dose is appropriate for them, because their physiology is different. You see, that's one of the fundamental flaws of pharmacologic mechanisms of prescribing. They recommend based on the average individual. Well, I don't know about you, Vince Finelli, but I am certainly not an average individual. And therefore, I won't.
In any way, shape, or form,
you are correct. I would never allow anybody to recommend to me what is appropriate for the average individual because that's not my physiology. So any decisions I make based, that would have to be based on testing for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Dr. Penix, yes. And Dr. Penix, if I had to describe you, I would say that you idle at 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, that might be shortchanging me a little bit.
I have not seen you do this, but you and I, well, since it's in the past, you have been on this broadcast with me on your cell phone at 70 miles an hour, not exceeding the speed limit, but at 70 miles an hour doing this broadcast with me. Is that true?
That is true. That is absolutely true. Yep, so, traveling down probably either 60 east, 63 south, or 55, 60 east and 55 south, headed to visit my folks and my family down in Louisiana. Yeah, I've done that many a time.
And we were talking about some dangerous chemicals, and let's just go through some of these so that our class knows. Some of the most dangerous chemicals in your household right now, air fresheners. Now, I don't understand why we need air fresheners. Do you, Dr. Penick?
No. I you know, if you want to get rid of this, well, here, now, I'm just having a conversation with a colleague of mine here over where we teach together on campus. In the presence of normal function, there should be no odor associated with urine or fecal material. So if when you go to the bathroom stinks, that's a health problem, right? Mm-hmm. You're putting an air freshener in the air that you're going to breathe into your lungs is further detrimental to your health. And if you want to get rid of the smell, just strike a match and the sulfur smell will overtake it, right? It's the less caustic to your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's another one. Ammonia. You know, we use a lot of... Well, we use ammonia in the household as a cleaning agent. It hurts your eyes. It burns your eyes. And that's just another thing in the house that is detrimental. What are your thoughts on ammonia?
I certainly have, over the years, had numerous patients overcome by the fumes associated with ammonia just in routine cleaning tasks. I will tell you that the majority of the people who were overcome and overtaken by that were not necessarily the individuals I would say were at the lowest levels of health. But, you know, when you're doing spring cleaning, which I'm not familiar with because I don't really do that, but I have patients who do. They have OCD, right? you have to get outside and breathe in fresh air. You're going to end up with a chemical pneumonitis.
Sorry. Dr. Penick, when we come back, let's talk about bleach, chlorine bleach, and mixing that with ammonia and how deadly that can be. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I always have fun when Dr. Julie Penix in the broadcast classroom with us. Dr. Penix, we were talking about some of these chemicals that are so dangerous in our everyday lives, and some of them we can't control because we may have a job where the cleaning people will come in and use these products without the knowledge of how dangerous they are. And that's why I thought we should mention a few of these things. My mom, back in the 1960s, was doing some house cleaning, and she mixed ammonia and bleach, and it almost killed her. The fumes can be very deadly. So we've got ammonia and we've got chlorine bleach. Back in World War I, chlorine was used to kill the enemy. Chlorine gas.
You know, there was a breakdown at a Dow chemical plant in a township outside of New Orleans, about 90 miles away. And my cousin, who was my a little bit older than me, and we're in our 50s now, and her husband were driving by on the River Road when the breach in the vat of the chemical storage occurred, and they got caught in a cloud of chlorine. I think it was ammonia chloride cloud, and they almost died. They had to abandon their car and crawl to get to the edge of where the cloud was so that they could breathe. So, yeah, it's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then let me just mention a few of these others just so our class will know. Carpet and upholstery shampoos are dangerous. Dishwashing detergents. It's a major cause of child poisoning. So, Dr. Pennick, you know, the times that you have your dishwasher running and you've got this dishwashing detergent in there, but yet there's still some residue of, it doesn't get fully dissolved in the water. Maybe the water's not hot enough and there are deposits and you can feel this crusty dishwashing detergent still on the plates. I advocate,
God, that sounds,
absolutely.
That just sounds nasty, crusty residue.
it's this white powder. We've seen
it is.
Right?
And you see it particularly on glasses, cups, right? You can see that really well when it's a clear glass. And so you do see that residue. And so people don't realize if you pour your liquids that you're consuming in there, where does that chemical go?
Down the hatch.
Into your liquid and then into you, right? So I don't think people would open up their dishwasher and drink the water from the bottom of that, do you?
No, not on a routine basis, no.
Okay, well, they need to realize that's what they're doing if they're not using the right chemicals in their dishwasher.
Right, and so, class, I would advocate, and I'll ask Dr. Pennick her opinion, but if you do that, I would advocate rinsing or washing again without any detergent to make sure those chemicals are not on your dishes. And I would advocate, you know, touching the, you know, the dishes to see if they're, you know, if you have multicolored dishes to, you know, to see if you have and feel if you have that residue of the detergents on your plates. And if so, wash them again and, you know, make sure you get that off. Don't consume it. And you're in total agreement with that, I assume?
Yeah, or choose a safe product, right?
Yeah, what would that be?
I oftentimes just run my dishwasher on high temp so that it's the steam and the hot water. And because I do that, I remember when there were no dishwashers because I'm that old. And the early dishwashers back in the 80s, we had to wash all the dishes before we put them in the dishwasher because they didn't get clean.
Right.
So I'm used to pre-washing my dishes before they go in the dishwasher anyway. And so I feel comfortable and confident that just running it on high temp so that it steams in there is adequate. To be perfectly honest, because that's the way I approach it, I really haven't investigated sources of safe products for the dishwasher. Are you familiar with any you can share with me?
No, I can't, because what we do is we do exactly what you do. We wash our dishes in the sink first with hot water, and we get, you know, off the food, and then we use a very, very small amount of dishwashing detergent. Very small, way, way below the recommended amount for many reasons. One, you know, we're concerned about having those chemicals. Well, they end up in our septic system, and then they end up in the, you know, in the soil and in the property. So we just don't want chemicals that we can avoid.
So I did have a couple of thoughts along those lines. You know, we sometimes use organic apple cider vinegar mixed with some good quality water and use that as a spray to clean our vegetables. I would imagine you could put a small amount of organic apple cider vinegar in the dishwasher if you wanted an additional layer of
we do that.
Cleansing. You do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, why didn't you share that without me needing to prompt you on that, Mr. Pennella? Are you trying to hold out on me and the listening audience here? What's the deal? As for me and my house, else, we're going to do the right thing and be sick, but you, Dr. Penick, and my listening audience, well, forget
you. Well, you know, we don't do it all the time.
Okay.
So it's not a regular routine thing. For the routine operation, it's very little of the commercial dishwashing detergent, that white powdery stuff. But we don't use any of those agents for drying agents. We just use the hot water and the steam. So we do something very similar to what you do, except we do use a little bit of the dishwashing powder detergent, but very, very little. I'm talking about, maybe a quarter of a teaspoon. Very, very little.
Are you familiar with Miracle 2 products?
Mm-mm, no.
There is, and I don't, you can Google Miracle 2. Miracle 2 soaps made through a saponification process. I know you're a pre-med, so you understand that, and chemistry majors would understand that. But the nice thing about the Miracle 2 products are they are also layered with Eloptic Prayer. And so I bet you could use a few drops of Miracle 2 soap, even though it's a liquid. A couple of drops of that in the dishwasher might be an amazing thing to do. You can also use it to clean your clothes. And they also make a product called the Miracle 2 Neutralizer, which is a liquid that would be safe to put in the dishwasher.
Okay. I'm going to contact them right after the broadcast. I found the website that, as you were describing it, and we'll talk to them, and we'll do some experimentation. And we'll report. And how about this? How about the next time you're on with us, we'll report what we found.
Great. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Dr. Penick, there have been many suggestions made during this broadcast that you have your own show right here on GCN.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I don't know if the broad listening audience could take me on a routine basis. I think God intended that to be doled out little at a time.
Well, I'll tell you
what. I could probably name you a bunch of people that would support my statement there. My husband of 29 years would probably agree with that.
Well, I'll tell you. Let's talk after the broadcast, and if you want to pursue it, let me know, and I'll see if I can help you make that happen. I'm serious. There are a lot of people who really love what you have to say. And I wanted to get a little bit off topic with you, and I know we have not discussed this, but I'd love to hear your reaction to this, because what I'm seeing, you deal with students a lot, and I used to love teaching in the formal environment. I haven't done it in many, many, many years, but we have a lot of texting going on. You know, the students will text to each other, probably preferential to talking on the phone. And they use acronyms, and they use word substitutes. For example, IDK.
I don't know.
Right. The number 9, the number 9, means parents. A parent is watching. The number 4 is substituted for the word F-O-R. 2-M-I. The three characters, the number 2, M and I, means too much information. 2EZ means too easy. And the number 2 has been substituted for the word 2. So those as examples. Are you finding in your classroom activities, when your students are writing narratives, if they're writing formal written answers in tests, essay-type questions, are they substituting acronyms, abbreviations, and substitutions for the real words? And if so, is it affecting their thinking process?
I do, to answer the question, yes. We have a documentation packet that they have to complete when they care for a patient in the hospital setting. And just in the last clinical rotation, I've had about 3 of my students use some of those abbreviations in their formal paperwork they have to turn in for me. And, of course, those actions got corrected, right? So, yes, I do see that permeating. It's almost as culturally they've accepted that that's the norm, and we have to re-educate them that that's not appropriate in the context of the clinical environment. And even though your paperwork is turned to me in the academic environment, that's still a more formal system than texting your friends in a text message. But I will also tell you that the dynamic of text messaging, my husband used to get irritated with me because, I came into the text generation begrudgingly, sort of, But I came to understand that as a parent, that is the communication platform that appears to be the preferred choice of my children's generation. And I think my oldest daughter, who is 32 now, about, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, I did my first text to her, and she was just like, I couldn't believe that I texted her. But I came to understand that if I want to have meaningful, and I hate to call text messaging meaningful, but that is the way that their generation views that. If I want to have meaningful communications with my children, texting is, in their opinion, in their view, a more efficient way to do that. And lo and behold, my husband is coming around now. He used to say, well, if they're texting you and you know their phone's in their hand, just pick up and call them. And I said, that is not their choice. If they wanted to talk to me, they would have called me. So, and I find it's an interesting expectation that the students are given the faculty person's cell phone number so that they can text their instructors.
Yeah, my concern is we might get to the point with a text coming out like, yo, shoot them up with 2 cc's of. I mean...
We will talk about social media, though, and education when we come back, if I can.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Dr. Julie Penick, PenickHealthcare.com, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com. She's on the website, page one, under instructors.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
got
your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Yo, DGA, ATM, B2W, B9. we're talking about social media. So DGA is don't go anywhere. ATM is at the moment. B2W is back to work. B9, the boss is watching. Dr. Julie Pennick is with us. I couldn't help it. Dr. Julie Pennick's with us. Social media, please share with us your thoughts on social media.
Well, we're talking about the whole cultural acclimation that we're seeing stimulated by the Gen Ys, right? The whole texting thing and the not blessing, but the acknowledgement that it's appropriate for students to have a faculty person's cell phone number for communications. That never happened when I was in school. Mm-hmm. Of course, I am older than dirt, but we have seen, I've seen it in professional journals, and we have seen elements of it here in our local market where students are so used to social media platforms that after they've had clinical experiences, which, you know, those occur in a healthcare facility where HIPAA laws apply, right? Students will post comments, not patient identifying by name, but they may post comments about the facility they were at and the nature of the patient that they took care of. And both locally and across the nation, students have fallen victim to sharing too much information and found themselves expelled from programs, and at risk for being disciplined for violations of the Health Information Portability Act, the HIPAA laws.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even if you don't use a name, if you're out there on Facebook and you say, oh, well, I worked at such and such hospital today and I was on this floor with these type patients and I took care of patients with all things. If a patient's family member sees that description and knows it's their family member, you've given enough information to violate HIPAA privacy policies, right? Mm-hmm. And so it has become a challenge. And I also understand where faculty people who may be communicating elements of clinical assignments through social media have fallen victim to not what we consider a direct violation of HIPAA, but, you know, you might be assigned to a patient at this facility in this room. Absolutely inappropriate and gives the students the wrong message. So we have to be very careful about approaching education with this media, social media, media-entrenched generation of students.
And what happens? What happens if that social media is not available? Let's say they can't receive the texts. Is there a plan B where they get their assignment communicated in a different way so they actually can continue? Or is medicine now and treatment now dependent on social media?
Well, I never thought I would see the day where a patient would be have access to their healthcare professional through what they call an e-visit, which is just a email communication or a social network platform communication or an intranet, you know, a system-wide communication. I never thought I would see the day. I never thought that healthcare professionals would allow that level of intrusion because those are outside of scheduled time to see patients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're
yes.
in addition to their current workload. And for many years, there were no codes to be reimbursed for that time. So that's like, you know, unreimbursed professional services. I am happy to say now there are billing codes, procedure codes that go along with e-visits. But in the early days of those code utilizations, third-party payers were not interested in paying for those services. Now, you can't go into a lawyer's office and expect him not to bill you for an email communication from him or her.
You're absolutely right. And but, Dr. Penick, I would resist having an e-visit. I would rather actually have my health care provider look me face-to-face and see all the nuances that are necessary for providing treatment.
One day when I'm back, Vince, we need to talk about then the big push towards distance monitoring and assessing patients through telemedicine programs and how that's supposed to meet the need for increased access.
Let's do that, Dr. Penick. PennickHealthcare.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.